name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning as we begin this season of Advent. It will perhaps come as no surprise to you, given the latest news around a new variant, that we've decided to pause the decision around reintroducing the common cup until we know a bit more. So perhaps, hopefully, in a couple of weeks, as things are clearer, we know if the vaccine is working or not, we'll be able to do that. But for now, it seemed right just to pause that decision. A couple of other things. We have, of course, the Advent carol service here tonight for churches together. That's at 6 o'clock, followed by refreshments. That's readings and music for the season. And then next Saturday, it is our So Much More Than a Coffee Morning, winter Christmas coffee morning from 10 o'clock. Do come, do encourage others to come, and importantly, bring those full wallets that you can empty while you're there. Yes, candles, sorry. James just reminded me, it's the last time to buy your Advent calendars. I think he's got six left. And there's only two Advent candles left if you want one of those ready for Wednesday, the first of the month.
A voice cries out in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." So let us listen and turn to the Lord in penitence and faith. Heavenly Father, you have created a universe of light. Forgive us when we return to darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. Cleanse and heal our blinded sight. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Holy Spirit, you give us light in our hearts. Renew us in faith and love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive us our sins Open our eyes to God's truth, strengthen us to do God's will, and give us the joy of his kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You have just held aloft the World Cup for England, or bowled the perfect googly at Lord's to win the Ashes, won Bake Off or the Monaco Grand Prix, written the perfect bit of computer code or won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry, designed a new gadget that will change the world, or are simply on a white sandy beach with palm trees in the background and a glass of champagne in your hand. But then this wonderful moment is interrupted by this strange buzzing sound, or perhaps voices of music, or this is the news at 6 o'clock on Sunday, the 28th of November. Our dreaming is interrupted by the cruel sound of the alarm clock calling us to wake up. For a moment, you're lost, a little bewildered, as the boundaries between dream and reality are blurred, but eventually you realise, oh, it was just a dream. Some of us have vivid dreams, dreams that are remembered and recalled the next day. Some of us never remember our dreams, yet we all have them. And if we don't remember our night dreams, maybe we have dreams in our waking hours too, dreams about who we think we are, what we hope for, and what we want to do. Of course, we need dreams, but sometimes, even in a small way, we can build our lives on them. They become a kind of elusive fantasy as we imagine a life that is always somewhere else and never happens for all sorts of reasons, so that we never really live in the present. Now, into this talk of sleep and dreams and fantasy in the midst of the dark and cold nights of November and December, when we wrap ourselves in our duvets and don't want to get out of bed, comes the season of Advent. An alarm clock season, calling us to alertness and to be ready as we think of Christ's coming. St. Paul memorably plays with the imagery of being awake and asleep in his letter to the Romans when he writes of how it is now the moment for you to awake from sleep. And the collect for Advent Sunday that I've just read draws on Paul's language, as through it we're invited to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. When? Now, the collect goes on, in the time of this mortal life. Advent is the alarm clock season, a call to wake up and live now. There's a saying that we can sometimes sleepwalk towards disaster. That's certainly been the case when we think of climate change, for example, and so it's only now, as we are beginning to see the consequences, that we are alert to it more. And in the last week, the spotlight has been turned on the plight of those migrants who died seeking a better life, trying to live crossing the English Channel. Perhaps now we shall wake from our slumber and make sure it never happens again. And perhaps we can sleepwalk through our lives too, as maybe those whom Jesus addressed in our gospel for today was doing. He turns up the rhetoric to them, saying that there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. This is not the fluffy, lovey-dovey Jesus we sometimes imagine, but an uncompromising and uncomfortable teacher trying to get the attention of his listeners. And he tells them to be alert at all times. His words, an alarm clock, a wake-up call in his day. Words that have echoed through the centuries as they've been read at the beginning of this alarm clock season. But it's hard to think about these things when Christmas is all around us already, and of course necessary preparations are going on. Yet let us not forget through these days of Advent the alarm clock. The alarm clock call to be alert to the coming of Jesus. His coming to the crib, of course, and his coming again to judge the living and the dead, as we often say in the Nicene Creed. We can think of that coming with knees knocking, or as an invitation to live into the life to which God has called each one of us. To live the good life into which Jesus invites us all. So though we've all fallen short, though we've all made a muck of it from time to time, though we're all guilty of dust and sin, as the priest and poet George Herbert put it, God does not leave us in the darkness, lost in our fears. God is that quick-eyed love, as Herbert goes on, who draws us from darkness to light. But that journey begins not with the fantasy, the half-truths, the imaginings we tell ourselves, but with the reality of who we are. That's why there's this penitential theme that runs through the season, and the liturgical colour is purple. It's such a contrast to the tinsel and the parties of the month before us, yet is so important. For through it, as our Advent candles burn down and our calendars are opened, as we spend a bit of time pondering the readings and the music of the season, we hope and pray to become alert again now, now, to the God who comes in this mortal life and invites us into communion with him who is love. Herbert's poem is worth reciting in full on Advent Sunday as we begin this alarm clock season, for it's a poem that does not deny the reality of how we sometimes live, but places it within the love song of our God. It's a poem I want at my funeral. Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. But quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. A guest I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. I, the unkind, ungrateful, oh my dear, I cannot look on thee. Love took my hand and smiling did reply, who made the eyes? But I. Truth, Lord, but I have marred them. Let my shame go where it doth deserve. And know you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I will serve. You must sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat. May this season awaken us afresh to behold God's presence in our lives and to the love that calls us into life in and through Jesus Christ, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God has raised him on high, and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Please sit or kneel to pray. To the bidding, "Come, Lord Jesus," please respond, "Amen." Lord, as we come before you today on this, the first Sunday of Advent, we ask you to prepare us for your coming. Let us think of these weeks not only as a preparation for our Christmas festivities, but also as a time for reflection and recommitment of our lives to God. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, strengthen and guide your church in its mission to the world, that many will repent and be brought to the joy of living in your love. Give courage and wisdom to all those who have dedicated their lives to your service in this and other lands. And in the Anglican Communion cycle of prayer, our prayers are asked this morning for the Episcopal Anglican Church of Brazil and all who worship you there. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
In our own Diocese of Leeds, we pray for all clergy during this Christmas period, especially Matthew and our licensed lay minister, Lynn. And we give thanks for all retired clergy, for the invaluable support they give to parishes across the Diocese of Leeds. We pray for those who will lead and take part in the many services of lessons and carols in these weeks before Christmas. And for those who are leading the Rhythm of Life courses, giving us all an opportunity to reflect on our faith and commitment to become the person God wants us to be. May those who hear the good news of our Lord's birth be inspired anew to follow him and live in his ways. Guide the path of those who do not yet know you, and may our Christmas worship and celebration touch their hearts through words, music, and Christian witness. May we welcome the stranger at our door with open hearts and unconditional love. come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for your blessing on the Churches Together Advent Carol service, which will take place here at 6 o'clock this evening. And thank you for this and all opportunities to worship together within our Christian community. We pray for our Christmas coffee morning, which will take place this coming Saturday in our community centre. And give thanks for the generosity of all who have willingly contributed to stock stalls, donate raffle prizes, and will be baking this week. We pray that it will be a successful morning of fun and fellowship for all. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask for your blessing on the nations of this world. Forgive the misunderstanding, intolerance, and prejudice between people of different cultures, nationalities, and faith. And teach us how to live in mutual respect and acceptance. We pray at this time for the people of Syria and Afghanistan and South Sudan, for those who are seeking asylum in a foreign land, for all refugees who face the winter without adequate shelter and an uncertain future, for all migrants fleeing poverty and conflict, whose desperation drives them into the clutches of unscrupulous gangs who give false hope. May true justice prevail, and may those in power find ways that all may live in safety and peace. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we bring before you our families, friends, and neighbours, and especially any from whom we are separated. And this morning we pray for those who live in Clapham Dean Road. May we learn to see Christ in each face and serve him in caring for one another. And we pray especially this morning for all who are homeless now that winter is upon us. May they find an open door, shelter, food and friendship, and above all, hope. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We ask for your blessing, Lord, on those who are ill at this time, in hospital or undergoing treatment at home. We pray for those who are depressed or confused, those who feel lost and are afraid. And we mention by name those who have asked for our prayers. Alan Dacre, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, and Patrick Crowley. And we remember those from our church family who are now living in long-term care. Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. Father, on those who are ill and frail, place healing hands. In those who live fearfully, breathe peace. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we commend to your care all who have died, remembering especially Tony Wheelhouse and John Rex. And on the anniversary of their deaths, Tony Cooper, John Sim, Pamela D. Hart, Doreen Lowther, Thomas Hughes, and Ernest Chadwick. We ask for your mercy on them, and may those who miss and grieve for them know comfort in you. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, as once again we prepare in the coming weeks to celebrate Christmas, the birth of the Christ child, help us to find time in our busy lives for quiet and thought and prayer, that we may reflect upon the wonder of your love and allow the story of the Saviour's birth to penetrate our hearts and minds. So may our joy be deeper, our worship more real, and our lives worthier of all that you have done for us through the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Merciful Father, accept
these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Tender mercy of our God, the day spring from on high shall break upon us to give light to those who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Mary, Mother, Spirit, Love, and Spirit.
As this bread was scattered and then gathered and made one, so may your church be gathered into your kingdom.
Glory to you, O God, forever.
Wisdom has built her a house, she has mixed her wine, she has set her table.
Glory to you, O God, forever.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son. For when he humbled himself to come among us in human flesh, he fulfilled the plan you formed before the foundation of the world to open for us the way of salvation. Confident that your promise will be fulfilled, we now watch for the day when Christ our Lord will come again in glory. And so we join our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to proclaim your glory, forever praising you and singing.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord of our light, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest.
Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
When you destroyed our death, rising you restored our
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Blessing and honor and glory and power be
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread.
Jesus, Lord.
Near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Blood of Christ, shed for us all.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord our God, make us watchful and keep us faithful as we await the coming of your Son, our Lord, that when he shall appear, he may not find us sleeping in sin, but active in his service and joyful in his praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So William is going to come and help me, just in case you thought we'd forgotten about the Advent wreath, or I'd forgotten about the Advent wreath. We're putting it at this point in the service, this Advent, see how that goes. And William's going to light the first of our candles as we remember the patriarchs today. Come on. And a rabbit. Yep. So we need to light that from here. You've grown since the last time you did this, William. There you go. Now, can you reach one of those? Pick one. Ooh. He's another centimetre or two on the hilly there. Ooh. Brilliant. Thank you, William. Thank you. Thank you. So our prayer as that first candle is lit. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, God of our ancestors. To you be praise and glory forever. You called the patriarchs to live by the light of faith and to journey in the hope of your promise fulfillment. May we be obedient to your call and be ready and watchful to receive your Christ, a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever.
Thank you.
the Sun of Righteousness shine upon you, scatter the darkness from before your path, and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Our Lord says, I am coming soon.
Amen. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.